Number nine, this is the fall black bear seasons and regulations, a briefing and a public hearing. Stephanie, you've got it.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the Commission, Director Susswin, appreciate being here. It's always a pleasure. I say that every time because I do thoroughly enjoy seeing you all and working with you on these issues. So good afternoon. I'm Stephanie Simic. I'm the carnivore and fur bearer, small game upland game bird section manager, and I'm here to present some proposed changes for Washington Administrative Code 220.415.090, which is our fall black bear hunting seasons and regulations. Our Washington Administrative Code 220.415.090 essentially outlines the requirements for a regulated fall black bear harvest season. In that regulation, we indicate that you can harvest up to two bears per year. However, only one of those bears can be taken in the eastern Washington region. I just want to give you a little bit of background to show you a little bit of a history of what we've been seeing over the last 10 years. As far as licensed bear hunters, since about 2011, we've been fairly stable. We did have a slight increase this last year in 2018, but overall we're averaging somewhere between 20 and 21,000 hunters participating in fall bear harvest. Additionally, in our fall bear harvest, you can see we've been harvesting approximately 1,200 to 1,300 animals per year. We had a couple of spikes and valleys there, various reasons for that. Some of it's data collection, some of it's environmental conditions. Currently, we manage the black bear populations across the state using 9 black bear management units. These units are considered population management units. Within those 9 units, we do have additional hunting areas, and we have 2 of our units, which are Unit 7 and Unit 1, that we have 2 hunt areas identified within each of those units. So when we put our regs out, you'll see the listings based on the hunt units rather than on the management units. Currently, our black bear, I thought I'd just give you at least a summary of last year's harvest and hunters. So at last year's close, we had a fairly good harvest and a stable participation level. But if you notice, during 2018, which is fairly common for the last 5 years, Black Bear Management Unit 6 and Black Bear Management Unit 7 are leading units as far as numbers of hunters getting out on the landscape. And that's followed by a close second sort of tie between Bear Management Unit 1 and Bear Management Unit 4. Our harvest for last year, interestingly, we have most of our hunters in Units 6 and 7, but almost equivalent to the harvest that we've taken out of 6 and 7, we had Black Bear Management Unit 1 had 245 animals harvested. So it's almost equivalent to those two other areas. The way we've been managing bears and providing this regulated recreational hunting opportunity is by looking at the percent of females that come back in the harvest and the median age of all harvested bears, whether males or females. We break them out by sex, and we look at the age classes. And here you can see this is our guideline. We will liberalize our hunting regs if, in fact, we have less than 35% of the harvest is females. We will restrict it if it's greater than 39%. And this is fairly common across most states. This is what most of the western states are using at this time. A lot of us are also looking at maybe moving into a different framework, but presently this is the common methodology. The theory is that if you tend to take too many females out in the harvest, you're going to end up seeing a crash in that population. So everyone is currently using a less than, or 39% is where we would begin to restrict if we saw that increase. And then I just want to, oops, I went the wrong way. Sorry about that. Just wanted to show you some numbers here. This gives you an idea of what our harvest has been. And mainly, I want you to look at the last column, which is the five-year average. So for females in our harvest over the last 5 years, you can see most of our bear management units, with the exception of bear management unit 2, have been fairly stable and within that acceptable area. Bear management unit 2 is right on the edge of the acceptable, but still within the acceptable range. And then along with that, I'll just say that our age classes are within the ranges as well. Most of the females, the average we've had over the last 10 years has been age class 6, and the males run between 3 and 4 years old. So currently, the way we have our harvest structured is we have 5 areas that will open August 1st. We have 3 areas that will open August 15th, and then 3 areas that open September 1st. And then we have, within those areas, again, as I mentioned earlier, we have a restriction of a 1 bear limit on the eastern side of the state. So that leaves us with 6 areas where you can harvest 1 bear, and then the remaining 5, you can go ahead and harvest 2 bears. And currently, we mentioned it just a moment ago in Jeff's talk, we do have a test requirement for black bear hunters who plan to hunt in areas where we've identified a concern for grizzly bears. And currently, that's 3 of our areas, our hunt areas. It's the North Cascades, the Okanagan, and the Northeastern A subunit. And that is an annual exam that the bear hunters take before they can go hunt in those areas. So the proposed changes for Washington Administrative Code 224.15.090, right now we're proposing the changes for this upcoming season, so it would take effect this August. We would like to take the first year and review to see what the outcomes have been of that, and providing nothing unforeseen or very concerning, we would propose to move forward and then bring the full changes, if we had additional changes for the bear, for this rule, during our 3-year season setting. So that's a year and a half to 2 years from now. So at this point, we're proposing today to remove the 2018 dates, because obviously we've already successfully passed the 2018 harvest season. We would like to adjust the North Cascades hunt areas within Bear Management Unit 2 to remove units, the game management units 419, 420, 421. We'd also like to adjust the season dates to open August 1st in those 6 hunt areas that open either August 15th or later. And then we are proposing to change the 2 bear bag limit to a license year statewide. Whether you're in the eastern side or the western side, you can legally harvest 2 bears. The rationale behind all of this, overall, we feel it improves the hunting recreational opportunities. We are increasing the season dates by a minimum of 15 to 30 days in 6 of our areas. We're also allowing for hunters to go ahead and take a second bear in certain hunt units. And then we're trying not to direct hunters and recreationalists to the areas where we really don't have a resident bear population. We feel overall this will simplify the hunting season for the participants by standardizing the open season dates and standardizing the bag limits statewide. And again, trying not to direct folks to where their likelihood of an encounter or a good hunting opportunity isn't existing because we lack a bear population in that area. So what do we think will happen here? Well, I've put out a few range of outcomes. To be honest, we can't speak to the certain or with certainty what the ramifications of this might be. The challenge, of course, is ensuring we get good hunting opportunities and good reporting opportunities so that we can track this. At the most, though, we could say if we were to double the harvest, that might be the most we could do by adding the second bear to the limit. Honestly, though, hunter success is about Well, it ranges from 3 to 10%, so we're averaging about 7%. So I'm not sure if we're actually going to see a double in the harvest, but that would be the worst case scenario. In addition to the harvest numbers, we think the harvest composition, we might see a slight shift in younger age animals that might be harvested in August, as well as there may be a shift in females, which is the one point we really want to pay attention to. And then the other thing is we would hope that this might actually increase hunter participation through the first-time tag holders, but also through second bear purchase, tag purchasers, and hoping actually to, you know, encourage the folks to look at Washington with a thriving bear population and opportunities for at least encountering and working with bears. We weren't necessarily on this course this quickly. Certainly these were things we were going to bring forward over the next year and a half, and perhaps through the three-year season cycle bring this up, recognizing some of the political social pressures. We felt within what we had currently as far as data that we were at least at an opportunity we could offer these now and not have a major concern for the resource overall. So public comment, we received 738 comments overall. That was between emails, the survey that we had online, and also additional phone calls. 718 of those comments supported the proposed changes. Most honestly were in favor of it just for management of ungulate populations. However, there were several factors. Other people mentioned the simplicity of the program and more opportunity. We actually even had a couple of folks who go hunting in Idaho say that now they would go hunt bear here with their young, their youth. We did have 9 comments that were in opposition of this. Most were just stated a general opposition, but we did have a few that were stating that a 2-bear bag limit was too much pressure on the population, and there were some that raised a concern about wastage during the August 1st opener. We did have 11 other folks comment. They were neutral, but provided some other inputs and with respect to bear management and ungulate management and cougar management. So in summary, these changes, we feel, promote more black bear opportunity, hunting opportunity in Washington. We feel it will increase by increasing the number of days, particularly in the areas or the times that we have fewer other options for hunters, that this might be a positive. It will allow the harvest of 2 bears in eastern Washington, which is where we're seeing more social political stress. And then it directs our hunters to areas where they might actually encounter a bear or eventually harvest and have a successful hunt. And I'm open for questions.
Mr. Thorburn?
I have a comment and a question. You raised it in terms of the social concerns. I just want to emphasize that this... You said the program had been thinking about this. It kind of moved up a little bit. And this is one of the areas that was considered, I think, after our meeting in Spokane. And it came up this morning with the testimony from the biologist from the tribe, this whole notion of integrated predator-prey management, and I guess it came up in the comments as well. You know, what is the pressure of increasing, at least many people think, increasing numbers of predators on our prey and ungulate populations? So I appreciate that staff was willing to move forward with this. Glad that you were looking at it. I think it will be, and that you're going to evaluate it, it will be an opportunity to have a better understanding of this integrated predator-prey management, which is still being studied and understood. My question relates to how the harvest is monitored. You mentioned that it's being evaluated in other states, that this whole notion of the proportion of females that are harvested. What are some of the other ways that it might be monitored, and are we prepared to deal with that?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Thornburg. Yeah, we actually, it answers both of your original statement and what you're bringing up for, as far as a question. So currently many states across the U.S. And for that matter, Canada and Europe are looking at the hare snaring, what we call hare snaring. It's where we're collecting, we're putting up barbed wire corrals, collecting hare samples from bears that enter those corrals and then having DNA genetic analysis conducted. We're actually, we've just begun that this year. We finished up a five-year study with a PhD student. It's Dr. Lindsay Wellfelt, who now is on our staff. She finished up her PhD project and basically gave us a thorough assessment of what study design would give us the most bang for our buck, per se. How would we get the most sampling out of the least amount of resource commitment? And through that, we're taking that structure that she developed, and we're rolling it out this year in two different districts this year. But over the next 5 years, we'll be rolling it out in multiple districts. And it's to help us get a better assessment of densities and populations, which will then further hopefully inform our management approach to harvest. Other states are doing the similar thing. And so everybody's sort of in this transitional phase right now, but we're all looking at it closely and kind of monitoring each other, too, to see what comes out of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is a briefing and public hearing, not a decision today. So we have one, Lorna Smith.
Sorry, Lorna. Thank you, Lorna Smith, Western Wildlife Outreach from Port Townsend, Washington. I have several concerns with the proposal, and based on some of the things that Stephanie alluded to. One is that the department did just finish up a five-year, fairly thorough statewide black bear survey research project, and I, for one, have not seen the results of that. I don't know how many people in the department have seen the results of that or been able to analyze them, but I think that changing these bag limits without being able to take into consideration the results of that research project is premature. So, you know, I think one of my asks would be that this be delayed until such time as that survey has been released and analyzed. I know we're waiting to see that and are suspecting that we're going to find that bear population numbers, statewide black bear numbers, are lower than we had anticipated. We have every reason to believe that's going to be the outcome. So given that, you know, worst case scenario up here is that the black bear harvest could double with this proposal, I just think that it's not the conservative approach to take in the absence of the science that will soon be made available to us. And that's really my statement.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Don.
Pardon me. To the right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for staff relative to that possibility of doubling caught my eye as well. So in part of the state, it's already 2, and it's going to stay at 2. So you would think part of the state would have trouble doubling other than the lengthening of the season. The other part of the state, it goes from 1 to 2, and I can see a mathematical relationship there, but I don't know what the hunting success is and all of that. So you said it could possibly get to double. I wondered how you figured that upper range out.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Commissioner. So as I mentioned earlier, our actual overall success rate for bear harvest is pretty low. It's an average of 7%. In some areas, it is a little higher. It is, but those are the areas where we are actually seeing a two bear already coming out of those areas. The other factor is, even with the second tag, it's so few individuals. In fact, we've had, I think I have the numbers here. I think we sold, yeah, okay, so last year, over the last 5 years, we've averaged about 427 second tags purchased. However, we've only harvested at on average 26 bears out of those second tags. And when you look at the distribution of those individuals and where they're located, we're not concerned that we're going to create a sink, so to speak, or have a detrimental effect, at least at this point in time. This is it's going to take some monitoring. And even in those second bear tags, if you assume the same sex ratio, we're only looking at an additional maybe 10 to 20 females removed, which would not, most of our, in fact, all of our BMUs would not put us necessarily over that threshold.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you. And then on the question of a draft assessment or an assessment in public comment here, I wonder if you could speak to the status of that, when its delivery time had been planned and that kind of thing.
Sure. With respect to what Lorna was speaking of, we can share the doctorate dissertation that has already been published by the Washington State University. There are manuscripts coming out of that, formal scientific peer-reviewed manuscripts coming out of that publication. One of them currently is in press. It's a Journal of Wildlife Management. It's actually a fairly critical literature citing for our agency and for our profession. So this is a pretty significant kudos to the work that was done. So I can't provide those yet. That's not been published, but I can certainly provide the dissertation. And we can work with WSU maybe, see if we can get it posted more readily.
Commissioner Hosemiller.
I have to side in with Don on that. The thought of doubling the harvest was almost laughable because that, you know, there again, it's, you're not going to double it. That's, and like you said, Stephanie, you're talking at 3% to 7%. So, and especially in my part of the world, it's just one of those opportunity things that, yeah, there's times that you'll see an orchard or something that you have a bear hanging in, so people will go spend a little time at it. But most of the time, it's just you're out deer or elk hunting and happen to run into a bear and happen to have been smart enough to bought a tag. So on one thing else, though, I see your end date is November 15th. Does that coincide with the end of elk season? Or how'd you come up
in
with
some areas, it does. That's just been the standard. What we did was we didn't change the end dates for the units. We only changed the start date.
Okay, but there again, I'm just asking, why do you have an end date of November 15th?
It varies by unit, and some of it is because it coincides with other hunting opportunities, and some of it is because of the fact that there aren't bears on the landscape generally, well, depending on snow conditions.
Why I ask you that, because one of the best bears I ever saw in our part of the world, we were right at the tail end of elk season, yeah, and down in the bottom of a canyon and saw it, and I mean, it was a toad. And we sat there and go, season over or not. Thank God we did not shoot the bear, because it had actually closed before elk season had, so...
No, I appreciate that, Commissioner. I really do. Yeah, if you see a bear in the late season, it's probably a big bruiser, and he's probably been getting some unnatural resources.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Very good. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you.